The world is growing old fast. In the next 10 years, the number of people over age 60 will surpass 1 billion. That's just one of the facts you can read about in Aging in the 21st Century, a celebration and a challenge, a landmark new report published by UNFPA and Help Age International. And as Silvia Stefanoni, Director of Programs and Policies of Help Age International, points out, it makes the case for governments, NGOs, global institutions and civil society to fully commit to a concerted global effort to realign 21st century society to fit the realities of 21st century demographics. Stefanoni explained that she was in Rome to present the report at a Sint'Egidio community event on Monday, which also saw the participation of a government minister, FAO's assistant director, and a representative for Sant'Egidio's Viva gli Anziani programme for the care of the elderly.
The key messages of the report are that the ageing process is affecting all communities and all countries. It's an irreversible process, and that ageing is here now. It's not something of the future. In fact, since 2000, there are more people over 60 than children under 5. And by 2050, there will be more people over 60 than children and young people under 15. So the issue is that aging is something that is happening today. The other key message is that aging is not affecting only the developed world, but very much the developing countries where the majority of all the people live. That's the second important fact. The other important messages are exactly in the title of the report. There is still very little understanding about the contribution that the aging population is making. In the world, older men over 60, 47% of them are still working, and 24% of women are still working. This is a global statistic. But if you look in developing countries, places like Malawi, for example, 90% of older people work until they die. So work and contribution to productive life is reality of the aging population. Now, the other big issues that comes out of the report is that to support older people to be able to continue to contribute to the world, a number of services need to be put in place. And unfortunately, these services are still very limited in most parts of the world. The most important services, obviously, is social and healthcare services. And I say social and healthcare services because by bringing together health and social care, we are able to support all the people. So that's the other very important aspect of intervention that is required now.
Silvia, old people actually have a lot to contribute, don't they?
Yeah, as I said, in the productive life particularly, maybe I can say a bit more about what type of work older people do. Of course, different contexts are different, and in the developing countries, a lot of older people are involved in agricultural work, and the majority, in fact, of agriculture population in many countries is aging or is aged already. So agricultural work is very much an important contribution older people make. But increasingly, in the developed world as well, the major contribution that older people make is in the care that they do of other older people and children, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa. To give you an example, up to 50-60% of children who have lost their parents as a result of HIV/AIDS or migration are cared by their grandparents. So the work that older people do in the care of children is extremely significant. But very recently, 2010, even Australia calculated that older women contribute $16 billion a year to the care work that they do of children and other older people. So care is a very big contribution older people do in addition to productive work.
Silvia, why were you at Sant'Egidio yesterday? Was there any particular event going on?
This was organized by Sant'Egidio with Help Age International, and it was mainly to launch in Italy the report of aging in the 21st century. And the summary of the report has been published in Italian for the first time. The report has come out this year, and the event was particularly focused on the launching and reflecting on the outcomes of the report and taking consideration of the recommendation for action the report highlights, which, as I said, are in the area of improvement of health and social care services. Another very important area is considered is put in place in all countries a minimum non-contributory pension. All the people work, all the people are productive, all the people participate, but they need to be supported, especially as they aged in the really last parts of life. And that means having in place social protection form, which have been now studied in many parts of the world as something that governments can put in place, are affordable. I'm talking about non-contributory social pensions. They allowed all the people to have that security that they need in old age, even if it's a pretty minimal contribution, economic contribution to their life. So that was also another area discussed yesterday, Sant'Egidio. And the very interesting thing yesterday, Sant'Egidio, was also the participation of the group of Sant'Egidio working with all the people in Italy, a group called Viva gli Anziani, and the program that they run. And there was a presentation about this program, which is very much focused on supporting older people to age in their own home and in their own communities in many parts of Rome. And it's a fantastic program, which I had the opportunity to visit myself yesterday, which very much is highlighting how certain type of intervention, like the one that Sant'Egidio is taking forward, are scaled up. If scaled up at the level of many more older people, could be a very economical, if you like, answer to the issues of caring in old age. And why I say that is because the kind of activating neighborhood network that the program of Viva gli Anziani is doing, mobilizing volunteers in the communities, allows all the people to live in their home and not go into hospital or not going into institution, which are much more expensive proposition for a government. So that's what also was celebrated, if you like, yesterday at Sant'Egidio.
Yes, it is something to celebrate, really. I mean, a changing world demands changing policies, both social and political. But it's a positive trend, really, don't you think?
It is very much so, and I am positive in the outlook, as aging is obviously something that is affecting all society, and it's very much an opportunity. The report talks about the longevity dividend. So it's kind of trying to say we need to stop to look at aging as a negative or a concerning trend. We need to look at what the opportunity that aging and aging world can bring. We know, for example, that when women started to participate more in community, more in the workforce, the answer has been a positive one for society overall. The same is with an aging population. Their contribution and their participation to a development of a society for all ages will be beneficial to all of us. So that's really the message. The important thing is for those who work with older people, of course, there is a little bit of impatience because it's clear about what needs to be done and needs to be put in place pretty quickly before the difficulties of having a big number of older people that are not active and are not well integrated in community, what that could create. So the issue is positive outlook, big opportunity, let's take action now.